People should know about the fact that Arfasha as a historical capital for Darfur is the only state capital that is still not under the control of the RSF. The other four capitals of the states, Jenina, Zalinji, Daen, and Nayala, have already been occupied by the RSF. Arfasha is today like a safe haven for millions of the forest who have been directly affected by the ongoing war on the other forest states, especially those who decided not to go, not to cross the border of Darfur, going either like refugees into Chad, Central Africa, and other neighboring countries, or those who decided to cross the border of the Darfur region, going to the other parts of Sudan. So it is today the only place that is relatively safe for other people. And then already the implications have been there, like even those confrontations on the outskirts of the city are affecting already the people on these areas. For example, sometimes the gathering of the RSF are very close to the city, and then the SAF usually uses anti-fire crafts or helicopter gunships to attack them. This is the main reason that these attacks, aerial bombardment is happening either on the outskirts of the city or sometimes even inside the cities, and affecting indiscriminately innocent people who are there. But if there would be like a real confrontation, sure, the results and the consequences would be terrible. And on one hand, these attacks would affect directly the whole city through aerial bombardment that today is reminding people about the 20 years attacks of the SAF on the villages when they were dropping exploding barrels from the air, indiscriminately affecting the people on the ground, and about also the ground attacks from the RSF. That time it was when they were on horsebacks or camelbacks, but today they have vehicles that can also affect the people terribly, as we have seen on other places. Usually the example of Al Jenina and Nayala is still alive.
Yes. Which means there are huge concerns about civilian casualties, because you have said Al-Fashir has become safe haven for people fleeing other war-affected areas, but also rights abuses. We've seen a lot of reports of rights abuses in other states in Darfur, where clashes between the RSF and the army happened. But I would like for you to explain something to me. Al-Fashir has stood as the only city unvisited by a full confrontation between the RSF and the army. How did that happen, and why now it seems whatever arrangement they had is breaking down?
I think there are a lot of elements and reasons. I cannot identify or specify one single reason why it's not happening. At the beginning, there were kind of negotiations between the community leaders and those belligerent parties, the two belligerent parties, the SAF and RSF, that it should not be acceptable at all that this Al-Fashir could be like a battlefield for them. If they want to confront themselves, they should go outside the city. That was sometimes that was safe, like this way. Then later, other elements also became effective, like there are some rebel movements also in the city that would not allow definitely the RSF to come and take over the city. This is based on other reasons that it is more tribal kind of position that other tribes cannot allow RSF because they say that its composition is only on one major tribe, that is the Arabs, and that they cannot allow Arabs alone coming to take over this historical city as the capital of the history of Darfur.